Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Alan Strange. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strange. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby bunts towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Desautels moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Strange reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 0 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Auker reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Auker moves to third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to home to get Auker. Gutteridge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Strange moves to second. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to home to get Gutteridge. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Fleming races over to make the catch. He races towards first to catch Stevens, for the unassisted double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Auker hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Judnick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Judnick. Heath moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Lobs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lobs. Heath scores. Fleming goes all the way around to score. Boudreau moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lobs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels is hit by the pitch. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby bunts in front of the plate. Swift scoops up the ball and tags Bagby for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desautels moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Auker covering. Safe. Desautels scores. Weatherly moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to second for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Heath reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Bob Swift. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Judnick moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Judnick moves to third. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.